ربنا الذي في السماوات ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض أعطنا خبزنا كفاف يوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نحن نغفر لمن أساء إلينا ولا تدخلنا في التشارك لكن نجنا من الشرير آمين.
Good evening. Welcome to the Healing Light Comfort Zone. We're broadcasting tonight from our Mount Shasta Satellite Studio in Mount Shasta Village, California. We're quite pleased to bring you the program tonight. With us, a special guest, Kat Epple. Of many things, but particularly of an old world fame. She'll be joining us throughout the program this evening on The Crystal Chud. Looking forward, we also have many exciting pieces. Your vibrations are currently tuned to Moon Dawn by Klaus Schulze. With us tonight, you're listening to The Crystal Chud. Broadcast broadcasting in Sedona, Arizona, on Crystal Chard 101. In Mount Shasta, California, at our satellite studio, on 1630 AM. Los Angeles Chinatown, at the home of the Crystal, on 89.7 K Crystal. Vibrate us a request. We're on GeoCities chat. And now, Hal Schulz's Moondawn on the Healing Light Comfort Zone.
for healing. Some heal with a touch, others with psychic energies, and others with the spoken word. Yes, all of us are healers because we are all capable of healing our own bodies. Let me give you an example. Suppose you had a broken bone. The doctor would set the bone and place it in a protective cast, and that is the extent of his medicine. But the actual healing, the actual mending of the bone will be done by the intelligent energy within your own body. And if you became actively engaged in the healing process by directing this energy of your body, the bone would mend much more quickly. It would mend much more quickly than if you did nothing. Now, the same energy that is available to you for healing your own body is also available for transferring to others. You can transfer this energy by touching. A loving hand placed over or on the area that needs healing, an open heart with a sincere desire to help another, and instantaneously your intentions are transferred through your touch to the person in need of a healing, and they can respond. You can also heal another by transferring of psychic energies, thought if you will, from you to the person that is in need of a healing, and they will respond to your thoughts. The thoughts you send can be in the form of specific instructions or sounds or even colors mentally sent can help another heal. In addition, you can assist other people's healing by the spoken word. For example, you can speak directly to people in need of a healing and give them specific instructions to carry out. The person can be fully awake or deeply asleep, and they will respond to the spoken word, because even while asleep, the subconscious mind is still active and capable of receiving and carrying out suggestions. Now, regardless of which method of healing or combination of methods you prefer, or perhaps wish to develop, this tape will complement and then magnify.